Hey there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right. 5 minutes to a better you, a better outlook, and hopefully a better today. Here's the thing. I have been talking to a lot of people about some really frank things lately. In our world right now, racialized trauma is a big topic, and for good reason. We are seeing murders happen unjustly. We are seeing people being treated in a horrible fashion for no reason. We're having open and blunt conversations about differences, discrimination, bigotry, privilege, things that, quite frankly, people don't always like to talk about. They like to ignore those things. So let's discuss the mental health aspect of that. Is it healthier mentally to ignore, or is it healthy mentally to acknowledge? Well, when we're talking about issues of racism, if it's happening to you, talking to somebody that you trust, that you feel like has a listening ear, can be quite satisfying. It's not gonna save the world per se, but it can be nice to know that somebody listens, understands, and wants to know the pain that you're going through. I mean, let's face it, whenever someone holds space for anyone, it feels good. It feels like you're not in a bubble by yourself when someone wants to care. However, if you talk about it to someone who absolutely does not care, does not listen, cuts you off, degrades you, belittles you, that might make you feel worse. So if you are somebody who feels like you need to talk to somebody about your own racialized trauma from a support standpoint, you want to choose somebody who is ready to listen. And you might even ask them, are you ready to listen to me? Do you want to hear the truth? Because I gotta tell you, some people might feel like they wanna hear the truth, and when the truth starts, they have to block it out, give their own story while you're telling your story, or they might even just shut down. Isn't that sad, but true? Have you seen that? Have you experienced that? Be sure to write your reviews, because I wanna know. Here's the thing. If you are somebody who's dedicated to listening to those who have pain, or if you wanna share your own pain, just make some notes about what you want to share. Make some notes about who's a good support person for you. And there might be situations where, whether you want to or not, you have to discuss things that are heavy topics when it comes to this issue. I mean, our world is focused on this issue right now. That's not to say that this is new. It's not new. But today in our society, we are seeing, the last stat I saw was that there's been protest in all 50 of our states in America, and protest in a lot of countries outside of America. And I say protest because a lot of them have been very peaceful. A lot of them have been very productive. Okay, if you're one of those people that are like, but the riots and the looting, I say it's okay to notice that, acknowledge that, and not feel good about it, because we don't want to see communities burned. But keep in mind that before that happened, that people were being murdered. So you have to acknowledge both ends of that. And what I always say, and I hope you hear this, is that if you're not a person that stood out about the murders, then I personally, as a Black woman, don't really want to hear your comments about the looting and rioting, because I feel like it's a cause and effect, and I'm not okay with looting and rioting. But I do think it's very important to acknowledge the murders first. So a lot of people feel like it's microaggressional. If you just talk about the looting and rioting, it makes it seem like you care more about the property. So when you're coming from a place of needing support, that might not be a person that feels supportive if you're more concerned about property than people. Does that make sense? These are heavy topics, guys, but they all relate to our mental health, and I'm taking them on. So you let me know what you think. I want to hear your opinion. I want to talk about it. I want you to think about it. I hope that what you can do for yourself is make sure that if you need to find support, that you find somebody who's ready to listen. If you have questions, you don't understand any of it, read. There are so many books on this. One that I would suggest is The New Jim Crow. That's a really good one. Start there. But reading is a really great way to understand. There are resources everywhere. Just gotta look for them. If you like what you hear, subscribe and share. Thanks so much, guys, and be well.